BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 74, verses 10 and 11. God, what is the problem? Asaph, crisis of faith escalates. Asaph asks God two questions in verse 1 and three more in verses 10 and 11. The verses in between are concealed, pain-provoked complaints. Asaph is having a crisis of faith. He does not hold back. He vomits his soul. Anger, heartache, fear, guilt, and embarrassment intertwine with doubt, denial, logic, and faith. God's silence is always a fearful pain, reflecting the image of one ugly soul. Asaph's veiled complaint in verse 9 ignores the fact that the Lord God had sent the prophets Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, warning that if there was no repentance, he would send the Babylonians to destroy them. They did not repent. The Lord God kept his word. If they did not listen then, why would God listen to them now and send a message via a prophet after the Babylonians destroyed them? Are we not the same? If there is no acknowledgement of fault, then how can there be a change? If we do not confess our sins, how can we be forgiven of sins? If we do not humble ourselves, how can God raise us up? If we do not ask to be forgiven, how can we be forgiven? 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 9 states, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 22 through 23 states, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promises is faithful.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.